See if we can get Senator Shirky out to that golf sale Friday. You're probably ready to get some golf in, aren't you, Mike?
Hello.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Hey, good. Thank you.
We were inviting you to the golf sale Friday, Ron Berman's golf sale out at the country club.
Oh, I never miss Ron's sale. You can always pick up a good bargain there.
Absolutely. You ready for a little golf?
I am more than ready for a little golf. Yes, indeed.
Well, the restaurants are back open, but just 25%. Probably got to get that up to 50, don't we?
No, we need to let them go to wherever they can, whatever capacity they can accommodate, and still remain their seat, their table and stuff, safe distances apart. Uh-huh. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to have two qualifiers. Either one works or none of them work. And so let them increase their capacity and keep safe distances if that's what the science, quote unquote, requires, and get the heck out of the way. We've had this conversation many times before. Restaurants were the earliest and most rigorous adopters of recommendations for safety protocols for their employees, for their customers, for their suppliers, for their families. And yet the governor just, you know, she doesn't just move the goalposts. She just changes the rules, which really messes things up, much like she's done with high school sports, for that matter. So get them out of the way. And if they're not behaving, you know, via actual inspection at an individual granular level, then, you know, follow the regulations that allow fines and findings. Mm-hmm. But don't widespread, broad-based, unilaterally just shut an entire industry down for whatever reason. It's something that just should not be allowed in law. And in fact, we're going to try to change that this year.
How are we going to get the sports up and going, Mike? What's going to turn that around?
Well, I think that people are paying attention, doing the things that they've been asked to do. There's really no data to suggest that sports creates any additional new or exceeding exposure. It's being done across the nation in different states. I have personally traveled south of the border to the free state of Indiana to watch grandsons play basketball. And then we did something very unique that you might be familiar with, maybe in your history, but we all went out for dinner together and sat at the same table. It was an eerie feeling, but it was a wonderful feeling at the same time. And then when something happens, and if there's an outbreak that occurs, the local people will make the right decisions, and they will react appropriately. And, everybody's looking for a man-made solution to something that we can't even grasp. There are more viruses in the world than there are stars in the universe. And it doesn't mean it's not dangerous. It doesn't mean you can't get really sick or worse. But what it means is we learn to do, and we continue to do what we've done from eons, from our very creation, and let these magnificent, wonderfully created bodies develop immunity. And for those who are vulnerable, keep them safe. And the vaccines ostensibly help mitigate the symptoms and get those that are vulnerable in the front of the line and get that done. That's the answer. But don't rely on some person to make all the decisions, because no person is smart enough.
Should we be influenced at all, Mike, by the pro and college situation? We had the Pistons last night. They had to cancel just before the game. Of course, as you know, Michigan and Michigan State have had umpteen issues there.
Yeah, so when that happens, they make a local decision, and you live with it, you live through it. But to cast a blanket across the entire state or nation just doesn't make any sense. The bottom line is we inform people, we educate people, we inspire people, we encourage people, and then we trust people. And that last element has been missing largely across this nation, specifically in very, very unique states like Michigan. And that's what's caused, frankly, this dramatic increase in mental health problems, the dramatic increase in kids being in the mental therapy, the dramatic increase in suicide attempts, and unfortunately and sadly, executions of suicide. So, you know, we have a one-sided ledger. A ledger, by definition, has to have two sides. It's the benefit side and the cost side, cost benefits. And we've been making all decisions on one side and have forgotten to look at the other side. So I know I sound like a broken record, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And there's nothing about me that suggests that that COVID isn't real and it doesn't have real effects. So I've kind of gone through it myself. But it still doesn't change that, you know, we still have these magically and wonderfully created bodies that are able to do many things if we allow them to do. And by trying to rely on a single person, no matter who they are, to make all our decisions for us is not a good formula.
House Democrats out yesterday with a pandemic plan. They want up or down vote on $5 billion in federal money. And let me quote the leader here. She said, legislative Republicans are holding hostage the funding critical to Michigan's recovery. Michigan stimulus dollars are just sitting there.
Well,
what's up with that?
Let me respond to that?
Yeah.
So we've been in session now, what, 2 work days this new year?
Mm-hmm.
And since the feds have released that level of funding. Now, I cannot believe that anybody in the state of Michigan would expect us or trust us to deploy $5+ billion with only 2 days of analysis and debate evaluating the pros and cons and where they should go and where it should not. That's not the way to deploy money of that nature. And anybody who claims that it's being held back for nefarious reasons, you know, they're just, that's another example, my friend, of bovine secretion. You know what that means?
I do.
But we have to go through it and prioritize where it needs to be done. And nobody should expect that just because the initial budget has $3 billion in it, that doesn't mean that the rest of it's not going to be deployed and appropriated. It just means it takes more time.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you that 95% of your very educated listening audience understands exactly what I said. In terms of, you can't just willy-nilly spend $5+ billion without giving it some thoughtful consideration.
Yeah, have you talked to the governor yet?
The last time was on a Zoom call, which was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. You haven't talked to her since the State of the State?
I have not talked to her since the State of the State. That's correct. Yep.
The Secretary of State was out yesterday with, I guess, some of her ideas. The biggest thing I took out of that was that they want to count the votes 2 weeks early. Do you have an issue with that, or is there a plan that you guys could come up with?
We can accommodate that with the proper precautions, and I think I've shared this with you on the phone, on the radio show live.
Yeah,
I take full responsibility for the fact that we didn't allow early counting in this last election because I was not convinced that we had the precautions and necessary protocols in place to prohibit and prevent early reporting. That was a failure of all of us, and not understanding what the new reality of early and mail-in voting was presenting, and so now we have time, and so that is one area
mm-hmm.
that I believe we can find common ground on, and we have good examples of best practices across the nation that have been doing it for a few years now. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just follow what they're doing. Florida comes to mind as one of the best examples. So I properly and admittedly own that. I wish we had been able to do it in this election. It would have taken a lot of the angst out of what happened on election night. But I wasn't convinced we were prepared to provide the security to prohibit early reporting, and I thought that was more dangerous. And so So I think that on that particular item, the Secretary of State and the legislature and the governor, I hope we can find a common ground on that specific item.
Yeah, I recall you met with the secretary. I think it was about, I don't know, a couple of weeks before the election. I think that was a good meeting.
Your memory is excellent.
Oh, okay. That's a first.
I got to get off, Greg, but you have a great day, and we'll
Hold
talk
it.
To you next week.
Hang on a second.
All right.
Have you formed an exploratory committee yet?
Now, Greg O'Connor,
come on.
You know the answer to that question.
I don't.
What? My viewpoint and my opinion hasn't changed since the last time we talked about this topic.
Okay. I said I have to keep asking you.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on WKHM.